News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. Hour number two kicks off. Of course, we spent hour number two talking with local members of law enforcement with our Behind the Badge interviews, and we kick it off with our friends from the city of Fond du Lac Police Department. Now, Officer Steve Olson joining us. Steve, I was told at the end of last week's show to prepare for a big show. What you got for me?
You're listening to them. How's that? My apologies. I did have a guest scheduled for today, and he had something come up during his course of his work, and he unfortunately had to cancel, but I'm going to try to get him back for a future show. So fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to think about it, you got me today, Spencer.
That's all right. We're always glad to have you on the air. I know I was listening back actually to the podcast of last week's show earlier in the week, and I remember you had said, prepare for a big show next week. So I I'm a slight disappointment.
They're always big shows, though, really, when you think about it, at least in my own mind, they're big shows.
So,
you know what? Guest or no guest, we're going to have a big show today.
We are. It's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about a rather timely topic and things like that. But first, how are things going this week? It's going to be a new month tomorrow, which is crazy. I always say this. I said that to Eric every time he was on the show, Officer Foster. Boy, I can't believe we're at the end of this month, and I will say the same to you. It really doesn't feel like April 30th this morning. So
I know. It's... In the older I get, which I don't even like to think about, it truly does just seem to go faster and faster and faster, and try as hard as I do, I can't slow it down. But already almost May, and here we go. But everything's going good. Thanks for asking. We took the kids to Iowa last weekend. Bella, remember my longtime listeners, my daughter, who is going to be turning 15, she's been involved in gymnastics most of her life, from the age of two on, and she's progressed through the different skill sets there. And anyways, we were in Iowa for her regional competition, so that was a nice about a four-hour drive, and we spent the weekend in Iowa, and she performed, and we're back. So
there you go.
Everything's good. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, let's get into this week's topic. Steve, we talked last week, and we've talked with you because you're a school resource officer as well, but we talked with Officer Randall last week kind of about school resource officers and some of the work that he's doing here with the police department and the schools. And when you told me you were looking for a topic, I brought it up, and I think it's very timely considering all the negativity, right, that's out there surrounding attitudes towards police. And one thing that was brought up last week is building connections with kids at a young age, and kids that might be often told, hey, you know, you can't trust the police because of this or that, right? So
yeah.
I think that's what we're gonna talk about today, and just kind of talk about how you and the other school resource officers, you know, work with kids and build that trust up. And I don't know where you want to start, but kind of talk about what you're seeing in the schools right now, and are you seeing a lot of those attitudes towards police? Obviously, it's not a majority attitude, but there are people out there probably who have kind of a distrust of the police at that young age, right?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, there are children that are raised, just to distrust, you know, police. And, you know, you can, obviously, what's been going on, you know, throughout the nation, you can turn on the television and you can see examples of, you know, police officers, you know, that are in the wrong at times. And, that's always there. But when it comes from their own homes, you know, that, I think, is kind of it's more real to the kiddos then, because that's what mom and dad, you know, are teaching them. And that's for a lot, who knows for what reason. Maybe that, legitimate. Maybe the parents in that family had just, you know, bad relations with an officer or more, or, you know, were made to feel that way, or just feel that way. And how we feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always a bad thing. However, one of the greatest opportunities that I have as a school resource officer is being able to directly influence the young kids. And whether they have a negative opinion of law enforcement, or a great one, every day I get a chance to influence what they think of not just me, what they think of Officer Olson, but what they think of police in general. And I can tell you it's something that I personally don't take lightly, because, you know, I'm the person that I have been told numerous times that I tend to wear my emotions kind of on my sleeve. And, you know, that's just who I am. I'm a pretty caring individual, and it does matter to me what others think. So I do my best to, you know, portray myself and law enforcement in, you know, the proper light, so to speak. But when it comes to kids, though, you know, my job every day, I'm right in the middle of them, right? Get to deal with them. And so I understand the importance of what my role here in the schools is for. I'm not here to arrest kids. I'm not here to be the disciplinarian. I am truly in the schools. The reason that the City of Fond du Lac Police Department and the Fond du Lac School District created this partnership way back in 1979 was to do really one thing, and that was improve relations with kids and police and also prevent delinquency. So we're here to prevent delinquency and build relationships so that our kids grow up to be creative, successful members in a global society. And it is amazing that how attitudes can change. Just today, and you had no idea this when we came up with the topic before, that's why I think it was just such a perfect thing to talk about today. Just today, I had the opportunity to sit at a lunch table with a group of boys that, you know, I see them in the halls, and we exchange pleasantries. They're a good group of boys. But I don't really have up to this point, I've not had a real personal connection, you know, with them as far as like, you know, question and answer and that kind of thing. But one of the boys today asked me kind of an off the wall question. You know, it was a police question having to do with my firearm and when police officers are, you know, when we can use them. And what they thought was obviously a complete 180 from reality. So it really afforded me a chance to sit with them. There's about eight of them, and I sat with them for most of the lunch hour, and they just kept one question after another, and it was all based on what they've seen on television, mm-hmm. or potentially what they've learned at this point, you know, in their lives. And I was able to dispel a lot of the fiction, and I was also able to give them, you know, an insight as to why most police officers became police officers. And it was just really, it was awesome. And now, you know, I took so many great things away from that conversation, but now I've built a little bit better relationship with those boys, and they, you know a little bit more about me other than, well, that's our police officer, that's Officer Olson, you know. And mm-hmm. that's truly what I love about this particular job assignment, is, you know, the ability to do that. And who knows? And that's, it's like I've shared on the show, you know, everybody knows I think you remember, I'm trying to grow grass right at home right now.
Right.
And that's really, not to sound corny, but that's what SROs, school resource officers, are doing on a daily basis. We're planting seeds, and then we're trying to grow grass. And our, you know, the lawns that we're growing, fortunately, they're real human beings, and they're impressionable. And you know, how we treat them, how they see us interact, you know, I believe will pay dividends years and years from now. And I may not see those dividends, but I believe they'll happen. And, you know, what I'm hoping is a conversation that I had today with those boys, one or all of them, maybe go home tonight and share with, you know, their family members, their brothers and sisters, you know, other friends. Hey, this is, you know, I had an interesting conversation with Officer Olson today. And, you know, did you know this? Did you know that? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then the other thing, too, is who knows, maybe you spark those relationships that we build. You never know when it lights kind of a fire in a child, in a student, to maybe consider a career in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's that's awesome when you hear later on in life, you know, years later, hey, you know, you are one of the reasons that I became a police officer, you know, and that's cool stuff. So yeah, building relationships, it really is what it's all about. It's so important. It's right in our department's core value statement. We're constantly, not just school resource officers, but, you know, patrol officers, detectives, everyone in our department, you know, is trying to always build and maintain collaborative relationships, you know, for the good or the betterment of our community. And whether we're in the school or we're out on a traffic stop, talking to a business owner, you know, whomever, a citizen, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you never know when one of those seeds that you mentioned, the seeds you plant, so to speak, you know, even if it's something as small as a parent sees something on the news and the kid says, well, actually, I talked to Officer Olson at school today, and he says that's not the case, and kind of explains it. Or even if it just makes you, when you watch, you know, a true crime show on TV, you understand kind of fact from fiction, right? There's something
Absolutely.
Small as that, too.
yeah, and so many things, too. You know, we tend to, you know, for whatever, you know, you might take for granted, like you just assume that, you know, kids, well, they know the truth, but they only know what they know. And, you know, so I really enjoy those moments like I had today where, you know, I got to connect with some boys and maybe explain things in a different kind of light where now they, you know, maybe are thinking of things a little bit differently.
Steve, how's that grass coming?
Hey, it is great. I was really worried that the snow we got was going to, you know, mess it up. I'm so happy the grass is coming in wonderfully. A few little bare spots here, and that's okay. I'll fill those in. It's a process.
Very good. Steve, it looks like great weather this weekend, so enjoy it. We'll talk again next week.
Huge show next week, I promise.
All right. Huge show. We're holding you to it.
You got it.